The large Aquaville development proposal in Craigleith continues to move forward. Project planner Colin Travis of Travis & Associates appeared at the Blue Mountains Council Committee of the Whole meeting on August 9 to update council about the progress of the proposed development. The Aquaville development at 107 Blue Mountain Drive, formerly known as Craigleith Village and Terrasson, has conditional approval for 340 total units, including 204 apartments, 115 row houses, and 21 single detached homes. Travis said work continues towards reaching a Master Development Agreement, MDA, for the development. He said they have been working with the town as well as the Niagara Escarpment Commission, Ministry of Transportation and the Grey Sable Conservation Authority. "We're pleased with the progress we're making with the MDA," said Travis. "We think we're very close to having a final agreement." Travis also told council a solution for local access to the beach areas near the proposed development is in the works. Aquaville is located in Plan 529 in Craigleith, and beach access in that area has been an ongoing conversation. "It's an interesting creature we need to deal with," said Travis. Travis said Aquaville envisions a middle ground solution that would see the development continue to own and have responsibility for the beach access, but existing local residents would have controlled access to the beach through a system to be designed. "It becomes a neighborhood facility. I think there is a solution there," he said. Travis also told council a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, with the Blue Mountains Attainable Housing Corporation for Aquaville to provide affordable, attainable units as part of the development is in the works. "We can focus more once we know what we're doing on the MDA and the subdivision agreement," said Travis. "We're making a lot of progress and things are looking very positive for us on that project." Members of council were appreciative of the update and the efforts the Aquaville developers have undertaken to satisfy community concerns. "We don't get many of these. Congratulations and thank you," said Cown. Rob Sampson, who said the MO with the housing corporation should be a signal to the wider development community. "Hopefully that will be a good indication to other developers. You're going to be the first ones to the gate." Mayor Alar Soever also thanked Aquaville for coming to the town with the spirit of collaboration. "This has been a good experience for the town. We discussed the issues around the project and between the two of us we've managed to come up with good solutions," said Soever. "We're moving forward in a very positive direction."